Hello. It is 4:22 a.m. and I have been awoken by my spirit with a special message. And you know what? I decided to not try to fall back asleep, but to come here and give this message away so that this message can be amplified not only in my consciousness, but in yours. And here's what I know about the spirit world is that once we're given a gift and an insight like the one I'm about to give you, and you spread it, not only does it drive roots deeper into your own soul, but it then adds life and zest and power to the universe, and that spreads like wildfire. So it's 4:23 and I can't talk. Okay, so here it is, you guys. I am so madly in love with the work that my heavenly mind program is doing within my own mind, body, soul, life, energy. Oh my gosh. Okay, so yesterday was not a good day for me. And if I want to look at it and I want to slap that label upon it, there was just massive duality in things of what I do want and what I don't want. And I was sitting there emotionally frustrated, and so much so that I was just tears were streaming down my face. And I was like, no, this isn't the truth. I know that this is not the truth, and it's the truth now because there's energy and momentum built in this other way. But see, that's old news. And what I knew in that moment, with all my energy and all of my just my life force energy, I knew that I had a choice in that moment to think better thoughts and to not pour fuel on top of thoughts that were disempowering, that were limited. And I knew that if I wanted to change the trajectory of anything, that it started with my thoughts. So I searched for a post from one of my spiritual teachers, and I started listening to one of her motivational seminars. And I was sitting there thinking about, oh my gosh, this is so right. This is so true. And so as I'm laying here this morning at 4:20 in the morning, I wanted to share this with you. You guys, it's so important that we know what we want and that we do not contradict ourselves. And you're going to contradict yourselves when life is not mirroring exactly what you want. And you're going to contradict yourself when you're not, when you don't have the money you desire. You're going to contradict yourself when you don't have the lover in front of you. You're going to contradict yourself. But the thing is, you can't. You absolutely cannot contradict yourself if you want what you want. So massive duality can sometimes be our reality. And if you want something different, you have to choose what you want. You have to love the shit out of yourself. You have to love the shit out of your life. You have to love your thoughts. And if you don't love your thoughts, then you've got to do some work right there. And by that work, I mean just this. Switch it. And if you have to switch it 1,000 times in 1 minute just to get yourself out of certain energy that is holding you down or keeping you stuck, you have to do that. You have to care about how you're feeling so much that you have to do the work. In those little nanoseconds, you have to do the work. And so I was sitting there thinking about what's smaller than a second. And a nanosecond, I guess, is like 1/1,000,000,000th of a second. And you know what is like let me tell you, because I pulled this up. I literally looked it up. I was like, what is smaller than a second? And there's a lot of things smaller than 1 second. And here's a couple of them. And whatever pops out to you, use it. Use it so that you can switch your mind. You can switch your energy. You can switch and choose the empowering thoughts. Okay, so a decisecond is a tenth of a second. A centisecond is 1/100th of a second. A millisecond is 1/1000th of a second. A microsecond is 1/1000000th of a second. A nanosecond is 1/1000000000th of a second. And it goes smaller than that. 1/1000000000th of a second is a picosecond. A 1/4000000000th of a second is a femtosecond. 1/4000000000th of a second is an attosecond. 1/6000000000 of a second is zeptosecond. And 1/7000000th of a second is a yoctosecond. And the shortest theoretical measurable time is a Planck time. Planck, P-L-A-N-K-C-K. P-L-A-N-C-K, like plankton. Okay, so you guys, I'm sitting here thinking about this and I'm like, okay, so here we go. What you have to do is choose in that split second. I used to say that you have 7 spiritual seconds to change your thought before momentum grabs onto it. You have less than that. You don't even have 7 spiritual seconds. You have a planked second. You have a yocto second to choose something else. Oh my God. My brain and my mouth are not working together. It's not time yet. I may try to go back to sleep after I put this out there. So you have to choose something else. Let's just go with that today, okay? So how fast can you choose your heavenly vision of what you want for your life? How fast can you choose those thoughts? And here's the thing. In that short little time frame of where you're choosing your thoughts, how fast then can you take action and align yourself to love and start filling in the grid to the life you do want to have? Because listen, the grid of energy and momentum is going to fill in to whatever you're choosing. Whatever you are choosing is what's going to fill in. If you're choosing lack and less than, and you're not loved, or they don't love you, or that person sucks, you're going to fill in that grid. But if you want love and heavenly living and beautiful life and abundance and connection and all the beautiful things, you have to choose it and you have to fill in that grid. Also, you got to stop caring what other people think of you. You've got to put your big shit out there and stop thinking of whether you're worthy or not. You have to choose to serve what you think. So this heavenly mind vision has been on my mind for so long. And I've been doing, okay, so I had a yoga studio. So clearly this has been on my mind prior to the yoga studio. Soothe your soul. This has been work on my heart for my whole life. So I chose a yoga studio to put this out. And then I started doing figure fit, right? You know, well, that's a way. It's a way to align yourself. And then I just decided, no, like smack dab, speak the message right in the smack dab middle of the bullseye. Speak the message. You have to have a heavenly mind if you're going to get anything in this life that you want. And I've gotten almost honestly, when I look at it, you guys, I've gotten everything I want. I've gotten everything I've been aligned to getting. I have. I've gotten all of it. I've gotten all of the good things, and I've gotten bad things too. But I've gotten all the good things that my soul has ever wanted. And that I know to be truth. I've gotten it because I've been aligned to getting it. And there are bigger things that I haven't yet gotten, but it's only because I haven't completely aligned to what I want. So there's the work. Align, align, align. That's why my hashtag is live aligned. So you have to go big right now. You have to take immediate action. You have less than a second. You have a yocto second or a planked second. It's not even planked second. It's plank time. You have plank time to just go take immediate action towards love, towards appreciation, towards self-approval, and do the thing. You have to unconditionally love yourself, love your life, love your circumstances. And my friend, love never fails. It's never going to fail. It never fails. Align to love. Align, align, align. In any, clearly yocto second is mine. In every yocto second, I just like the word yacht. Yocto second. In every yocto second, align to what you want unconditionally, and it will never fail you. And the thing is, you got to feel into it. Keep moving into it. Build the momentum. You are worthy to choose this life. You are worthy to think the thoughts. You are worthy to align. You are worthy to take action. You are worthy to get. And then you're going to attract it from whoever else is on that grid, from whatever else is happening on that grid of life that you are pouring energy into. That's what you're going to get more of. So that's all I got for this beautiful morning meditation. It's 4:34. I've got an hour and a half left before I'm supposed to be waking up. Legit. I'm going to try and go back to sleep. Now that this is out into the world, maybe my soul will let me fall back asleep. These happen all the time. I've just never gotten my phone out and recorded a podcast. So here you go. I love you. Have a beautiful day. Choose your millisecond, yocto second, plankton second, whatever. I love you. Choose it. Choose you. Choose love. Choose appreciation. Choose self-approval. Choose to take your fucking dreams and go after them. Okay. Love you. Bye.